Stage curtains are not created to last. Scenery gets recycled and thrown away over the years in an ephemeral spirit akin to the art of theater itself. Contrary to the transient intention of its maker, one piece of canvas has survived over a century and a half. Thalian Hall in Wilmington houses what is believed to be the oldest stage curtain in the United States. Zanny Owens has more.
William Thompson Russell Smith, a Scottish painter from the 19th century, is primarily remembered for rendering images of Pennsylvania landscapes into paintings that have become iconic. Aside from these works, Smith also produced theatrical scenery. One of these colorful canvas masterpieces still hangs in the ground floor lobby of Thalian Hall today, where visitors can view the 150-year-old curtain. Tony Rivenbark, the executive director of Thalian Hall, opens the curtain on the history of this artifact.
This curtain was hung, it was the front curtain for the theater up until the turn of the century, around 1900. And then the stage opening was expanded and they added some side panels. And then there was a change in the theater again in 1904 and then again in 1909. And so somewhere along the line it was decided no longer to use that curtain. But it never got thrown away, so it would be sort of folded up and put away and be forgotten, and then it would be sort of rediscovered, and then it would be folded up and put away, and then it would be forgotten, and then it would be discovered again, and that's what happened over and over and over again. It's sort of interesting that in the end it continued to survive.
The curtain was painted in 1858, the same year that Thalian Hall was built. Rivenbark says that the dimensions of the curtain have changed, along with the theater itself.
We have the bottom half of the curtain, which is about 14 feet of the bottom curtain. The whole curtain was 23 feet. We know, we think it was 23 feet tall when it was first painted. So the top half of the curtain, which is mostly sky, was taken off probably in 1939 when there was another remodeling of the theater.
Smith often used classical motifs in his work. The scene on the Thalian curtain depicts Greek dignitaries sailing to consult an oracle.
It's a large painting of basically a temple on an island in the Aegean Sea in ancient Greece. And it's the chief personages of the ancient kingdoms of the Aegean Sea are arriving to make sacrifice at the Olympic Games at the Temple of Apollo. So it's a classical painted scene.
Only three of Smith's other pieces for theater have withstood the test of time and are currently in Philadelphia. Most curtains weren't meant to be saved, nor did they have a long lifespan. A lot of these curtains either fell apart out of use or fell out of style and were discarded. David Rowland, the president of the Old York Historical Society in Philadelphia, expresses the impermanence of theatrical scenic paintings.
Given their size and how much space they took up, most theaters don't have a lot of storage capacity. Sort of old scenery just gets the heave-ho out the back door. So it's really quite rare and wonderful that this piece of curtain at Thalian Hall has survived since 1858. The other two large drop curtains, there's two large drop curtains and then a sort of a runner. The two large drop curtains here in Philadelphia date from 1890 and 1892, so very much at the end of Russell Smith's painting career.
In 1858, the curtain cost $200. Today, it's estimated that the painted canvas is worth $38,000. Rowland says the fragility of curtains from the 19th century can be attributed to the popular painting materials of that period, which were intended for temporary and interior decoration.
Well, the curtain's painted on canvas. Russell Smith was known to use only the highest quality of materials when he did his curtain. And he would sew the canvas together himself. And then it's painted in what's called distemper, which is ground color with a glue sizing base that allows the paint to be spread and then to adhere to the canvas. It's not like traditional oil paint, which uses an oil base and then dries with a sheen. Distemper uses a glue base and it dries with a matte finish.
Although Smith's paintings are considered very valuable, they are also reasonably priced, since Smith was not a part of the Hudson River School, a popular school of thought for American painters prior to 1900. In light of this fact, executive director of Thalian Hall, Tony Rivenbark, claims Smith was still a prominent American painter.
His paintings are still on the market. They cost about $3,000 or $4,000 a piece. So he was a very well recognized artist. He, and not only him, but his whole family, his wife, his daughter, and his son, were all important painters.
In the 1970s, much of the Smith family's work went into the market as a result of the dispersal of their estate. Unlike most old art that undergoes numerous transitions in ownership, the Thalian Curtain has remained at the Performance Hall in Wilmington for 155 years. Tony Rivenbark, executive director of Thalian Hall, has done extensive research on the history of theater in Wilmington and stresses the historical significance of both the curtain and the place where it resides.
I mean, Thalian Hall was built in 1858 and has been in continuous operation as a theater since that time. So it has an extraordinary history as a theater in this community. It was a place where many touring artists played. Some of the greats were like Lillian Russell, Maude Adams, Joseph Jefferson, James O'Neill, Maurice Barrymore, Buffalo Bill Cody. All those were important people that played in this theater, and it's also been a center for local history as well, you know, local artists and local performances.
The historic Thalian Hall is still very much in use today, with over 250 performances each year. If you'd like to see this piece of historic stage art, and perhaps a performance as well, you can view performance times at www.thalianhall.com. For Public Radio East, I'm Zanny Owens.